Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In an unprecedented short amount of time, the $2.2 trillion Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act, is now law and is in the process of being enacted. Some of the major provisions of this new law will certainly affect South Carolina businesses and individuals. And to help us decipher it all, John Cooper, a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital, is joining us now by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. John, welcome to the program.
Good to speak with you, Mike.
So first of all, give us a quick overview of the CARES Act, the main bullet points here that our listeners will definitely need to be aware of.
Yes, Mike, the CARES Act really focuses on two specific categories: businesses in general, but small businesses specifically, and individuals. The portion of the act that is pinpointed towards small businesses looks to aid small businesses that are 500 employees or less, which makes up about 47% of the American workforce. So of the $2.2 trillion allocated toward the CARES Act, $350 billion of that is going to the Paycheck Protection Program, designed to cover small business payrolls primarily to keep the workforce working and covering payrolls between February the 15th and June the 30th. There's some loan provisions in there that if the business meets those, paying payroll and interest on mortgages and utilities and rent, then those loans could be forgiven. Not included in that are any owners making more than $100,000 per year or any employees making more than $100,000 a year. There's also a smaller subsection set aside for emergency grants. That's about $10 billion, and that's small business grants up to $10,000 to cover immediate operating costs like supplies or anything that's necessary to keep the business flowing. The second part of it, of the CARES Act, is towards individuals, and that's a larger portion, $560 billion allocated toward that. And the one that's getting the most publicity right now, of course, is the one-time cash payments of $1,200 per individual. And also, there's a $500 one-time payment for each child living with those individuals.
Now, with this particular part of the CARES Act, the cash payments to individuals, is there also an income limit?
Yes, the income limit is $75,000. Married filing jointly, of course, that's $150,000. There is a gradual phase out if your income is between $75,000 and $99,000 for individuals. For married couples, it's $150,000 to $198,000.
Talk about how this new law will affect anyone who is receiving unemployment benefits.
The CARES Act adds $600 per week on top of what an individual would normally receive in weekly unemployment benefits from their state. The CARES Act also adds an extension to those benefits all the way up to December. Another part of this CARES Act is additional unemployment benefit to those who are self-employed or freelancers or contract workers if they did lose work as a direct result of COVID-19.
Now, John, I've also read that this act is relaxing some restrictions on being able to withdraw money from your retirement plan in order to help with people's income needs.
Yes, sir. The CARES Act has released that 10% IRS penalty on withdrawals up to a $100,000 withdrawal. Now, that's as a financial planner, that's something I would not recommend unless that's your last recourse to access money, because there's long-term effects on withdrawing that money that wouldn't be there to grow for you over the years and to help you during your retirement. So that's it's out there. It's not something I necessarily encourage unless you have gone through all other options, but it is a good part of the CARES Act.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I enjoyed it as always.
John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where we will also have some links that John has provided us for resources on this topic. That address again, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.